our salvation. St. Joseph is the patron against communism, and when we think of communism, you can almost think the devil has been very clever. Look at Russia, look at China, look over there. And we look at our own country, and what do we have? Communism right in our midst. And it's worse, so to speak, because it is totally self-centered. And so the more successful, the more deadly, the more dangerous. And we want to understand that and guard against that selfishness in our own lives. Understanding that is the root of the evil that will overtake our world. How just it is, that punishment, that enslavement, because of the giving over to self. That is the truth. St. Joseph is also the patron of the universal church. He is the patron of vocations. And so when we think of this work ethic, we want to remember that we must be faithful in the little things, as we are told, so that we may be faithful in those that are greater. For example, if someone has something in their house, a piece of food or fruit, something sitting on the counter, and it sits there and sits there, and it never gets used, and eventually it needs to be thrown away. Whereas if anyone, it's not my job, anybody can take that, cut it up, and people will use it. Or a piece of trash. I didn't put that there. It's not my job. Where's the generosity? Where's the faithfulness to God? Where's the overcoming of self? Hopefully that is us. And if it is, we want to persevere, grow in that, lest we grow in self and support our own destruction. Yes, we face greater challenges. We need to sweat the small stuff. Naturally speaking, that would be anxiety. And so, don't sweat the small stuff. But that's not God's plan, anxiety. God's plan is we have a sense, develop a sense of gratitude, generosity, duty. That is based in the love of God. That is how we're supposed to sweat the small things. They get easier. We are then faithful, prepared to pass greater tests. And ultimately, for all of us, what is that test? It is not from the outside. It is getting over ourselves and helping others to do so according to as God has called us. And so, the most important decision of our life, other souls depend on it, and possibly our own, what we do with our vocation, what path we follow. Not one or two, but three options, and knowing what God has called us to. And this fits well with the Council of Trent suggests today for priests to speak of ecclesiastical orders and the duties of faithful to their pastor. There is no more important task or greater privilege than forming God's image in souls. On the natural level, in God's plan, this seems to fall to parents, but when we, through faith, we see God's plan also includes, in a very important way, at the spiritual level, religious and priests. They are necessary. Nowadays, we hear a lot about preparation. For what? For temporal things. For the future. But what of our spiritual future? What about being prepared with prayers, rosaries, our own spiritual lives to meet those challenges, to help others meet those challenges? Sacramentals, holy water, making sure that we're spiritually ready to save our souls. The vocations that are going to be needed for those people seeking the truth to meet that challenge, to meet that, to fill that need. For the conversions, who will help them? And we want to give the best from our parish, not the leftovers, not, well, if nothing else works out, I guess maybe that's an option. God deserves the best. Let us not give him last in our hearts and homes by the choice in life that we encourage. Religious and priestly vocations should be an option, should be held in esteem. Different grades and different steps to the priesthood. There is the tonsure, of course, the setting apart of a young man for dedication to God's service. Then we have the minor orders. Porter, in the old days, where they would unlock the church, care for the church, etc. And the lector who would read the different readings in the liturgy, the exorcist who has the power to cast out devils, the acolyte, the greater privilege than all of that, to serve at Mass, a great privilege, normally reserved to ordained acolytes, but because of the lack of those, the young men are allowed to do that. Then we have the major orders, subdeacon, the point of no return, where the young candidate is bound to the divine office every day, is bound to life of celibacy. The deacon who can distribute communion, preach, and baptize. As we know, we can all baptize in case of emergency, but the deacon can baptize as the priest without emergency. And also, of course, the priesthood, the power to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to hear confessions, etc. And why is this done by Holy Mother Church in her wisdom? Why is this done in a gradual way? To avoid pride, to avoid being overwhelmed. And the duty of the faithful to pastors. Pastors are our spiritual father. For all of us, that's Father Casimir, our pastor here. Sure, he has his faults, as we all do, but tell me, did Christ obey the priests of his time? Did he obey the executioners? Why? Order demands authority and respect for those in authority, independent of their personal merits, our own tastes, as Jesus Christ has taught us by his example. Yes, all priests you meet, especially pastors, have to give a strict accounting of your souls for every interaction they have with you. So says St. Paul in his epistle to the Hebrews. Indeed, a great responsibility, and so, of course, this necessarily entitles pastors to your prayers, priests to your prayers, to the degree they have to answer for you. And when we think of St. Joseph, it's important to remember and call to mind his benefits on the practical level. Remember the great, the miraculous staircase he built in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Also, he is very specific. We want to make sure that we keep, have our specific tensions in order and give him, ask him for God's will, not our own, to see things as God sees them, what's really necessary. Not to be confused today. And ask St. Joseph, especially for those graces needed for our work ethic, for the generosity in giving love, and giving in love and even in our lives to God. And not all are called to serve God as religious or priests, but St. John Bosco, the patron of youth, says that a third of people are called to do so. And so again, we need to pray for that. And when we speak of prayer, understanding how we need this work ethic, this generosity, there's a good prayer to St. Joseph that we as religious pray every morning. And there's an older experienced priest that was commenting to me it would be a good idea to speak of this prayer, to promote this prayer as a good meditation, etc. O glorious St. Joseph, pattern of all who are devoted to toil, to work, not to take our ease and rest in this life. Obtain for me the grace to toil in the spirit of penance in order to atone for my many sins. As St. Alphonsus tells us, our past sins are not to discourage us, but they are there to help to motivate us to do better. To toil conscientiously, putting devotion to duty before my own inclinations. That constant tendency, like the car to veer off the road, if it's out of alignment, we need to keep it on the road. Our own inclinations, putting those aside, thinking of God, thanking Him by our daily duty. To labor with thankfulness and joy, deeming it an honor to employ and to develop by my labor the gifts I have received from Almighty God, not the gifts that I have, not to follow Lucifer and glorying in himself, as is to some extent or another true for all of us, because we are sinners and pride is the root of sin. To work with order, peace, moderation, and patience in this breakneck speed world that we live in, this fast-paced society, to slow that down so we can think and offer properly without ever shrinking from weariness or difficulties, to work above all with a pure intention and with detachment from self. All of us struggle with that attachment, again, to some degree or other. And it is that attachment that keeps us from loving God. It is the ultimate enemy, the ultimate obstacle to our salvation. Not the devil, not people around us, not the communists, not the World Economic Forum. Those things, by God's grace and mercy, have no more power than we allow them. We are our own worst enemies. We it is who determines where we go. Fear not those that can kill the body. Having always before my eyes the hour of death and the accounting that I must then render of time ill spent, of talents unemployed, of good undone, and of my empty pride in success, which is so fatal to the work of God. Do we understand? Do we recall and remember every day Our Lady asking for Fatima, telling us that souls go to hell because there's no one to pray and sacrifice for them? Do we also remember and link to that what she said about daily duty, asking that as the first sacrifice, seeing that as an opportunity we have to be generous with God to save the souls he died for? All for Jesus, all through Mary, all in imitation of thee, O Patriarch Joseph, this shall be my motto in life and in death. Amen. This wonderful prayer, composed by the great anti-modernist Pope St. Pius X, the Pope of the Holy Eucharist, a great devotion needed in our time. Devotion to our Blessed Mother is critical, superseded only by the devotion to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. So let us use the devotion to the Sacred Hearts to grow those, to promote those, to increase our love of God. Use this prayer St. Pius X composed to St. Joseph. And most importantly, ask St. Joseph for a truer and deeper devotion to his Immaculate Spouse, our Mother, the Mother of God, our dear and blessed Mother Mary. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.